Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I have been friends with Jared Halpern for the better part of 20 years, and I love Jared. I think he's a great reporter. But I will take President Trump over Jared any day of the week, Charles Pyle. Was that, I don't know, I'm just sitting here going, good for you, go, say it again. You can say a lot of things about this president. Not exactly a fading flower. Hey, anyone you talk about, you know exactly what the deal is with this president. So good for him. And congratulations to Powhatan County Sheriff Brad Nunnally and his team out there in Powhatan. That's a great agency. He's a great sheriff. And they just made a very, very big arrest, as you heard during the news, expertly delivered by Charles Pyle. I think Charles is a great guy. I'm happy to have him on the team. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., somebody else who, good team member, Rich Herrera, host of Richmond's Morning News. I'm hoping you'll be tuning into Rich starting at 6 a.m. Lots of flooding issues. Flood warnings now and flood watches throughout central Virginia. Petersburg in particular, man, you guys have gotten hit like nobody's business. City of Petersburg now under a state of emergency. But it's apparently, as I look at the little thing I just got from Matt DiNardo and the team at 8 News, it's fundamentally everywhere. And we've got very severe thunderstorms that are coming in, very heavy downpours. And given how wet the ground is already, which is why our grass looks so lovely, there's going to be flooding issues. So please, please be aware of it, okay? That's all I'm telling you. Chesterfield, Henrico, Richmond City, Dinwiddie, Prince George. It's just easier to say I don't have time to say everybody who's on the list. I'll read who's not on the list. Okay, now we're done with that, because fundamentally, everybody is on the list. All righty. Now, let us talk about one or two other things, if that is okay with you. I'm sure that it is. Instagram. We are on Instagram, and our handle over there is News Radio WRVA. News Radio WRVA. You can follow us. What does that get you? It gets you behind the scenes. And you get to see how some of the sausage is made. I'm not going to show all the sausage being made because people will just say, well, that's it. I don't think I like sausage anymore. But you'll get some great clips behind the scenes. I know Rich Herrera did one this morning that was fast. Had a big question. He was also talking about eating. So, hey, he's talking about food. I'm there. I want to hear what he has to say. What did he ask for, Jeremy? Wasn't it like the best restaurant in Richmond? I'm thinking, well, I'll give you the list, but number one on the list is Bar-a-Lago. Bar-a-Lago is what I have dubbed our bar here at Casa Katz. We now have glasses. We have some friends of ours who had the glasses made and came over, gave them to us as a gift. Now, they also included a bottle of unbelievable bourbon. But it was the glasses that grabbed our attention at first. Although the bourbon was a close number two, but those glasses, Bar-a-Lago. So that's the best place in Central Virginia. I would say followed almost immediately by Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland. But we're going to do stuff like that. So we'll have fun. But the only way you can do it is to sign up and follow us on Instagram, News Radio WRVA. News Radio WRVA doesn't cost you anything. They don't want to know your mother's maiden name. They're not going to ask you for any money. You just get to follow us. And by the way, if you get tired of us, then just scroll past us. It's really easy. News Radio WRVA. What else are we? Oh, the live thing. Oh, I almost forgot, Jerm. Thank you for reminding me. The live thing. If you want to watch some of this stuff live, we're apparently going to have the opportunity to show some of us in action live. It'll be very limited here. I'm just telling you, because I already ran this by Pixie, the senior executive producer, and she was sort of conscious, and I think she said no, but we need to get to, what is it, 1,000 followers? We need 1,000 followers. And we just launched this thing, so we're doing fine, but we need more. So if you would please sign up at News Radio WRVA on Instagram, follow us. John Fogerty coming to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. That's going to be August the 1st. I got a pair of tickets for you. I'm going to give those to you at 5:20 this afternoon. It's been interesting throughout the course of the day listening to Charles with the news with this left-wing guy out of Fairfax talking about how terrible it is that Hanover has gotten rid of some books. I mean, it's you know, I mean, really, it's crazy. Do you know what happened up here in Hanover? Because I'm here in Hanover. And for some pinhead out of Fairfax, who I can guarantee you has no problem with what happened over at their TJ, Thomas Jefferson High School, doesn't care about the boys in the girls' bathrooms or the boys in the locker rooms or the sexual assaults, right? Because the people in Fairfax, the ultra-leftists, those progressives in those offices, they just don't seem to give a damn about any of that. So I'll explain it to you, sir, because I don't even know if you could find Hanover on a map. We, the parents up here in Hanover, said, we do not want pornographic material in school libraries. Now, the pushback from folks like you, of course, has been, well, you know, the kids can just find it on the internet. Well, that may be. They could also order arsenic on the internet, but we're not making that readily available either, are we? No. So we, the parents in Hanover, care about our children. And no, we're not trying to ban books. We're not trying to dictate to everybody what they should or should not read. But when you look at some of the books, you realize, man, that just doesn't belong in a middle school library. It doesn't belong in a high school library, some of this stuff. Well, you're homophobic. No. A phobia is an irrational fear. I've yet to encounter anybody up here in Hanover who has a fear of gay people or a fear of people who are confused about their gender. What I have found are really good, decent people who would like everyone to be happy, would like everyone to be successful, and are determined to fulfill their duties as responsible parents. It is that simple. Now, you may not have the same thing up there in Fairfax. I don't know. I'm really happy here in Hanover. I don't want to be any closer to what happens in Fairfax or Arlington. I don't. I know there's some great people up there, but man, your values seem to be very, very different than mine. That's okay. I will defend your right to think freely. I don't know if you, well, it sounds like you're not defending my right to think freely or act freely or speak freely. Sounds to me like you're really upset with parents who are taking steps to take care of their kids.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kids, might I remind you, sir, about one Terry McAuliffe. You remember him, right? Remember when he wanted to be governor again and he was running against Glenn Youngkin? And he told us, we the parents, he told us, hey, shut up, sit down. You don't have any role in schools. You don't have any responsibility. You don't have any role for your kids. That's all. That's the teachers union members that do that. And he was given the chance to correct it. I just assumed he would, because McAuliffe's a lot of things, but a bad politician he's not. And he doubled down on it, and then he tripled down on it. And then what happened? We, the parents, said, okay, we like this other guy. Some of us like the other guy from the beginning. I'm not bragging here. I was the first person in Central Virginia on the radio to have Glenn Youngkin on as a guest. And if you remember, he actually had to spell his name and point out that it rhymed with Duncan. We should find that somewhere in the archives, like we have them. But somewhere, we've got that audio. That would be great to play. Maybe to help celebrate our 100th anniversary, don't you think? That would be pretty cool. So there, you have another assignment. I'm piling stuff on Jeremy's plate. It's terrible, but he's up to the challenge. He's a good dude. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.